I don't think you can lose the game in the first over, but we certainly didn't do ourselves any favours in the first six. And it would have been a very difficult to pull it back then, which we didn't do this. So no, I think we performed very poorly in the field, and we weren't really going to chase 170 odd. No, I don't think so. I think we just bowled poorly to our fields. We didn't bowl the length that we planned to, and we didn't execute our skills pretty much at all. And so, you know, you're going to get for lots of runs against a good team when you do that.
And the partnership between the Suzy Pirates and Smithy Bain, for a team like yours, young team like yours, an experienced player, what did you guys learn from that partnership?
I'm not personally that inexperienced, but I think as a team we're inexperienced. Yeah, I think, you know, you can only learn from that. You know, it was quite clear early on that Susie was going to go, and Devine was kind of, well, for her pushing it around, and she still played some big shots. But they didn't both go, which showed, you know, they came up with a plan. They're both very quick between the wickets, all of those things. They're very professional, and I hope the girls, the younger girls on my team, would learn from that. Yeah, very unhappy. We pride ourselves on our fielding hugely, and just, you know, very sloppy in the field. The angles were wrong. We weren't in the right place at the right time, not cutting the ball off. Like, to be fair, the New Zealand team are known for their running between the wickets, so I think they still would have got some of the twos, but there were some sloppy twos from just not picking the ball up, some missed fields, especially near the end, and I think that was because the heads had dropped, which isn't good enough when you come to a World Cup.
Apart from the cricket, the huge traveling in India, or it's been, it must be a big revelation for the girls.
It isn't. I mean, the last two times we've played abroad have been in Bangladesh, where, you know, cricket's obviously just popular. So in that way, it's not as big a surprise for most of us, but some of the girls weren't in the last trip, so for them it is. It's always good coming to a country where cricket's so recognised, coming from Ireland. And I hope that wasn't what got on top of the girls today.
Were the conditions difficult to field in?
No, they were lovely to field in, and I think that was probably what not surprised us, but we the last one we played in was in Thailand, where the outfield was very, very bumpy and slow. You know, we haven't had any outdoor training since then until we got here, and our training camp was similar, slow and bumpy outfield. So the first time we had like a lovely outfield practice on was here when we arrived a couple of days ago, but we have trained since then, and you know, in Ireland we obviously play on lovely pitches that are very quick, so it's no excuse. It was just, you know, I think it was poor from the first over, and we just didn't really manage to pull it back. No, I was just saying earlier, we just stalled poorly.
And Sri Lanka as a team, they have not been at the top of their game.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we just have to go back after this game, you know, obviously pick it apart. We know we've gone wrong in a lot of areas, figure out how we're going to come back strong from this, because there's no point in thinking about it too long. It's not going to help us out. We know we can play a lot better than this. I think with the bat, we need to be a bit more inventive. New Zealand ball very, very tight, and they know, obviously, have a good feel to what they're going to bowl, but then they actually bowl where they want to bowl. So we need to maybe figure out how we're going to score more runs, because we obviously didn't lose too many wickets today, which is frustrating.
You seem to have found quite comfortable yourself, though, Fanny.
Yes and no. I mean, chasing 170, probably it wasn't too comfortable to chase 170, but I didn't really have any chance to go myself, because I didn't feel like anyone else was going to do the job. I mean, whatever job that was, getting over 100. But, it wasn't... They're not reinventing the wheel, they're just bowling on a dime, and they know what they're doing, they have their plans, and they're not going to get you out with an absolutely amazing ball, most of them. It's going to be getting yourself out by trying to score runs.
You presume you revised your target from 170?
I mean, we didn't on the sideline, there's no point in doing that, but myself, out in the middle, I think, when there was about 16 overs gone, I thought, let's try and get to 100, try and get something out of the game, and then I just preempted a short ball and got a Sir Yorker.
Good
enough.
Yes.
I think a target of 170 was pretty big for any form of T20 cricket. During the beginning of the pull them back. And then there, you lost it in a couple of moments where, you know, there was a few short deliveries, there was a few wide ones that were hit for fours and sixes, especially during the first six overs and then during the slog overs at the end. What are you going to change in that? Like, how do you complement that in your next game? What thought process has gone into that now?
Well, I think some of the credit has to go to the batters playing good shots. So, I mean, sometimes you have to turn around and say, you know, if they moved around and hit a gap, you can't have a fielder everywhere. And when you have two very experienced batters in, it's quite tough. And so a lot of credit goes to them. That being said, I don't think we bowled enough change-ups. I don't think that we were wearing from the field. We didn't put pressure on them. They were only looking for ones. We didn't cut off twos. You know, all these things. There's a million and one things. I think that probably the length was wrong in the second last over, certainly. It's just the perfect length to hit over the ropes, unfortunately. There's so many things for each player to take from it, so we'll probably just try and take focus on one or two things per player,
right.
And then that will hopefully, you know, against Sri Lanka, who hopefully won't do as well as New Zealand, and that might help us bring the total back down.
So good.
When you lose by close underdogs,
I personally don't try and look at the scoreboard or the scoreboard too much in these kind of situations. Try and focus on the positives, but not shy away from what's gone wrong. There's no point in thinking, okay, well, if it was 80, it would have been better. But, I mean, losing by any more than 50 it's the same as losing it by 100, really. You'd nearly prefer to lose by more than that. We might be all out, I think, in a T20. That's what I said to the girls in the middle. There's no point in just defending and really looking for ones we've got to try and play our shots, which it may not have looked like that, but that was certainly my mindset.
The distance along maybe do you see her coming out and then hold it wide?
No, I saw her coming down and bowled short. I just took the pace off it. Yeah, it was probably the only one that turned all day, so she was pretty good.
Thanks.